I open the phone lines back up. Blog Talk Radio. Anybody else have anything to say, and that'll be all. All right.
Hey guys, this is Uncle Ron. I'm in the hospital. I got some busted ribs. I got torn bruises. Oh, my head's killing me. Oh, my leg may be busted. I got some. Oh, my man, that was a terrible, terrible incident. I tried my best to fight back. I just couldn't do it. It's hard to breathe. But I promise you, I'm going to get those mosquitoes that beat me up. God help me. Y'all don't even worry about praying for me. Just kill the mosquitoes. I appreciate it. This is Uncle Ron. Viva la mosquitoes.
Now, see, that's what I'm saying. What video is he talking about getting jumped? Because that's the one that I came in contact with. And people saying that he got jumped, 7 people. I want to know which one he's talking about, because that's not it. He was making a joke because he put, that's why I highlighted right here, me and one of my sick jokes. You know, what did that say? What, this is just not right. You are a man of love. Why would anybody want to hurt you? I pray that you recover from your injuries. Watch the whole video. So basically he's showing, he's letting you know that he didn't get jumped. So I want to know what video they talking about that he got jumped, y'all. I'm really trying to understand that shit. Let me play the NDA one too, which I did not play when you were talking about the NDA. And let me see, be amazed. Let's see. Able, what was going on in the world? Okay. Let me see, which one is this?
Hey, if I came across it for you. Hang on.
I don't want to see no damn thumb.
Of course, so many people have asked me why I waited 20 years or so long to come out and start talking and telling about the things that have happened in the industry. The most important reason why is I had children, and I still have children. But at that point in time, they were young, and my number one priority was protecting my children. I care less about the stuff that went on in the industry at that point in time. For as money, it was never about money, and it's still not about money. I have money. But there's stories that have to be told. The truth needs to come out. A man lost his life. So much more went on. Physically have seen Diddy indulging in gay activities. I'm not bashing him. Directly bashing him, I'm just telling the truth. He knows like I know. Gene knows like I know. Boo knows like I know. William knows. Bodyguards that were around him know. See, I had my own company. So I didn't need him. I didn't have to take his stuff. The bull crap that came along with being around Diddy. But see, when I started talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce, oh, some toes will curl for sure. But hey, the truth is the truth, whether you believe it or not. Yeah, I'm on an investigation. So that's why I'm telling what I'm telling. Because now they have proof. I have physically showed them proof, things that I have witnessed, things that was told to me, and yeah, of course, it's coming out, and I don't feel ashamed for saying what I've said or done what I've done. I said, at the end of the day, I sleep good at night.
There you have it. There you have it. There you have it. I mean, there you have it. I'll say this. A lot of us will be like, we will want this kind of stuff. You know, like, this kind of information is crucial. And a lot of us will want to know these things because we only get what they portray themselves to be or what they want us to know. Or keep it real, son. You know what I'm saying? He's giving juicy tea or just information that needs to be exposed. And some people who will want that, then when they get it, will be like, damn, he's going too far or he shouldn't have said that. But hey, you know, it's like either you do or you don't. You know what I'm saying? It's a lose-lose situation. So at the end of the day, if he's sleeping well at night, you should too. And it's just some things that he's going to expose. You see how people worship and praise the Vatican? It's people who worship and praise them no matter what they do. But we all know their dirty history. We know their dirty laundry. We know. And all these artists that a lot of people worship and fan is just a shorter word for fanatic, obsessive, overly excessive, you know, overly excited and amused. So fans is short for a fanatic. Fanatic is not always a damn a good word. You understand what I'm saying? But they are all human just like me and you. You know? We have to separate the artist from the actual person. Let's go to the NDA. Then we go to the sidebar.
I try to answer as many questions as I possibly can. So many people have asked me about the NDA. Years ago, I owned my own company, my own firm. I had almost 200 people that worked under me. The artists work for a different company. The artists work for a production company, film company, a label. My obligations, my signature went for the production company or for the label, not for the artists. I've been fully retired. I sold my company years ago. For a great price to a friend. The only group or individuals that I can't speak on is a group called Gente de Zona. We're almost 10 years now. A part where I can say what I want to say, but they already know. They already have given me permission to say whatever I need to say. Now, the thing about it is,
I'm talking about
experiences that I have witnessed, that I've seen, that I was a part of. I can't talk about myself all of a sudden. I can't talk about people that were with me or that I was with. I have 6 attorneys. It's been clear. I have no forethought what I can cannot talk about. I'm comfortable. People ask me, what do you need security of your own? I'm fine. And no, I'm not looking for money. When I sold my company, for $6.8 million. I've been owning a building in New York City since I was 16. I have company real estate, finances. Those things don't excite me. So me looking to be sued by somebody because I've seen what has happened in my life, I'm not worried about it. Please, don't worry about your Uncle Ron. I'm fine. The thing is, I worry about you being happy in life. That's more important to me. Take care. Yeah. I try to answer as many questions as I possibly can.
All right, hold on.
So many people have asked me about the NDA years ago.
Sorry, I haven't had any milk and cookies in a very long time, and I just had a taste of it. I knew I was going to smoke some weed today. So I said, let me get this shit ahead of time. So I'm going to tear these shits up once I get off live. I'm going to take like four pulls, and I'm going to tear this shit up, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to do the star bars right now. And again, sorry, y'all. Excuse me. I needed to eat this, so I ain't trying to be rude. But if anybody else have any more thoughts, I'll probably take a couple of more calls. Not to me. And just give me your thoughts on how you feel about Ron. Uncle Ron coming out. Exposing what he is exposing. So, hold on. 1 second, y'all. All right, let's go here. And he says, girl, I haven't had this in a long time. I feel like a real kid right now. Cookies and milk and shit. Like, I really feel like a 12-year-old right now. All I need is my Nintendo. The Super Mario 3. Because that's my favorite one. Me flying and shit. Favorite one. Super Mario 3 is the best one. All right. These are the sidebars. Let's check this out.
What was once a white Dodge sedan lay crumpled along Highland Boulevard. It's pretty crazy. Around 4:30 Saturday morning, police say 30-year-old Adem Nikizik lost control, hit this wall, spun out, then hit a pole.
His rear wheels kicked out because he tried to switch lanes.
The car split in half, shredded, its seats visible from afar.
It's sad.
During impact, the 23-year-old passenger was ejected from the vehicle. She was pronounced dead at the scene.
So sad. She was pregnant. The baby died also. That's another life. That's...
I love it. Remnants of what was once a white Dodge sedan lay crumpled along Highland Boulevard.
It's pretty crazy.
Around 4:30 Saturday morning, police say 30-year-old Adem Nikizik lost control, hit this wall, spun out, then hit a pole.
His rear wheels kicked out because he tried to switch lanes.
The car split in half, shredded, its seats visible from afar.
Yeah. It's sad.
During impact, the 23-year-old passenger was ejected from the vehicle. She was pronounced dead at the scene.
So sad. She was pregnant. The baby died also. That's another life. That's...
I love it. Remnants of what was once a white Dodge sedan lay crumpled.
Oh, wow. I just read my text, right? Because somebody that's cool who watches my show, maybe you watch it now. I'm not sure, but shout out to you. Because I'm trying to get an interview with somebody from Bad Boy, or he's close to him. I'm not even going to say the person's name because it's haters. They probably, you know what I mean? I don't know who'll do what. But he was former a part of the Bad Boy team. Y'all would definitely know him if I would have said his name. So he's a credible source, right? Anyway, he hit me like an hour ago, and he showed him my video about him, the bodyguard, talking about how Diddy approached him about, you know, money. I mean, you know, about the death of Biggie, you know what I mean, to put a hit out on. So he showed him, this is a text. I can read it, but I won't say from who, right? Okay. Wait, hold on. Let me read that. I didn't see that. This YouTuber has a nice size following, so maybe you can work with him something out. I spoke with him, and he says he's actually out right now. Okay. So that was, okay. All right. He's in NY as well, and he has a solid platform following. So his with the guy, so he said, and I heard that this bodyguard is cashing in, but no one knows him from the team from that era. Not sure about his truth. So now, who knows now? Now, this is from somebody who is credible. I just don't want to say his name because me and him, the middleman who reached out to me that's close to him, I'm trying to get him on a platform, trying to set it up. He already been on a couple. He rarely seen. He was right there with Puffy. Y'all don't have to put the name in the chat, you dick of faces. Excuse me for crazy. So y'all be wanting, I know the answer, put it in there. You don't have to put it in there. If you know, just keep it to yourself. But he's very a credible source. But he's saying that this guy is not, they don't know him from that era. So could this bodyguard be telling the truth? I don't know, but he has a picture with Beyonce. He has a picture with Cisco. I don't know, but he sounds credible. I don't know. He's talking about he's under investigation, so that's why he could talk about this. And he gave physical proof to the FBI about what he's talking about. So I don't know, man. This shit is crazy. I really don't know. I don't know now, but I'm damn sure trying to get him on a show. And when I get off, I got to email that person too. So definitely trying to get him on a show real soon. Word up. Oh, yeah. Man, forgot about that. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Sorry, you know you eat milk and cookies, man. You can't just stop, man. Can't just stop. But yeah, I forgot about this right here. So this is a double amputee. I forgot his name. Anthony Long. He just finished stabbing somebody. Let me look in the chat. When I look in the chat, it's going to make it stop. So, that's crazy. Good eating. Hey, you got that right. I really haven't had cookies and milk in like probably in some years now. It's been a minute. Anyway, he stabbed somebody, so that's why the police was called. Did the person die? That's what I want to know. Did the person actually was murdered? I don't know. But this is a double amputee. You can't, he also lost his leg from some police, from a police incident. I don't think he wanted to live. Probably. I don't know. Probably, huh? You said yes, so the person that he stabbed died? Oh, shit, the rain light, nigga, you better be careful with that milk, man. That shit is liquid pus. Yeah, I heard about it. That's why I don't really drink milk like that, but shit, it damn sure tastes good with Oreos. But any motherfucker who. But that's crazy, man. That's really effed up. Why is this not coming up? Oh, here we go. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, but I'm saying, like, they could have, but they have to shoot and kill him. He's a double amputee with a knife. They say he was trying to throw it. I heard that they tried to do the, try to use the taser gun, and it didn't work. That man is a non-threat. He's not a threat. It's like they wanted to kill him. That was unnecessary force. I mean, I get it that he probably killed somebody, stabbed somebody. But y'all ain't have to shoot him. He had to be up close on the person for him to actually kill somebody. You think him in a wheelchair can actually chase somebody down and kill him? No, he had to be sneaky with it and was up on him and caught him. Caught the man slipping and hit him with the machete. But I don't, come on, you could easily, like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, bro. You could eat, like, it's not that hard, man. Nah, I don't think it was fair. That wasn't fair. Let's look at this real quick. Check this out.
Stores, Whole Foods is the undisputed leader in organic foods and promotes locally grown.
Damn, this shit is good, man.
Found that much of Whole Foods organics are imported from China.
Honestly, I would have never flipped it over to see that it was a product of China.
But the USDA doesn't inspect imported foods. It certifies private inspectors to do the job. Whole Foods employs a company called Quality Assurance International.
Yeah,
but the
right.
company confirms QAI has not certified any products in China. There's growing concern about the quality of food from China. Already this year, the Food and Drug Administration, which checks for food safety, stopped 260 shipments of foods like strawberries contaminated with bad pesticides, bacteria, or filth.
I think it's probably not an accident that products from China is in such small type.
With 175 stores, Whole Foods is the
Look how grainy the resolution of that camera is. So you could tell that was probably mid-2000s probably. Because look at the quality of the video. That's old. Look at the hairstyles of the reporter. That's old footage. What you think is happening now? You see those videos with them dipping like cucumbers and green dye and shit like that, like to make things look fresh. And I said cucumbers, right? And green peppers and all that stuff. Like, come on, you know what they do. Nothing in Whole Foods is that organic. Nothing is really organic. You can get cucumbers that is full of wax. Y'all know that's pesticides, man. The only fruits and veggies you should be looking for is the number you should be looking for. It's like, what, 9 numbers or 6 or 7 some numbers. The first number, if it don't start with a 6 or a 9, anything other than that is not organic. 9, 7, and 6. Or 8, or whatever the case may be. It has to be over 5. If it's a 6, it's 6 is not that good either. Anything 7 and up, that's organic. At least that's what they will charge you for it. So when you're looking at food, look at the numbers. You always have numbers on a sticker on a banana or whatever. Just look at the number. If it starts with a 9, that's organic. You know what I'm saying? But I just learned the way, you know, you can soak your veggies and fruits in warm water with vinegar. I used to do that, you know. I got to get back into a lot of things that I was into at one point. But slowly, you know, I'm still doing certain things. You know what I mean? The counter what I put in my body, so that's a good thing. However, you could do baking soda, let it fizzle up and shit, and I think some vinegar as well, so to make it bubble and shit, and you let it soak in there for like 10, 15, 20 minutes, and boom, and then you rinse it off with some warm water and shit like that, And that's it. And you'll see all the little toxins, the pesticides that's in the fucking water and shit like that, you know. So ain't nothing organic, man. And again, salute to, you know, him and his son, Ricky Smiley, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty dope. We don't know what was going on with him. And really, it's not our business if they want to put, you know, they saying that he was sick or whatever. Could it have been something to do with any kind of substances? We don't know. And to be honest, it's really not my business, so I'm not looking for it to know what he died from. But it's just unfortunate that, you know, the father got to bury the son. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. It's a little bit more. So this dude right here.
I was flooded with millions of dollars from the time I was 16. All the way to this point in my life. And I woke up one morning, I was like, damn, they got me. Man, look at the shit I spoke about. Look at the shit I put in these people's ears. Man, I felt very wrong about a lot of things. I didn't realize I actually am responsible for when it comes to my music. How many kids and people have gotten caught or put this shit in their ears and actually hurt someone? And now I'm sitting back like, damn, I can't do it all in one day, but I promise to clean of them, I can come. But it's going to take time. I was flooded with me.
I mean, I definitely give them kudos for even saying that, because some rappers don't even talk like that anyway. I don't fucking believe him, but prove me wrong. I'm not going to lie, I don't believe him. Maybe it's just me, by me analyzing his character, period. I don't believe it, but it has to start somewhere. So I more don't believe him than I do believe him, but I do have some, I give him the benefit of the doubt, you know, because sometimes, you know, sometimes you know, that light bulb comes on, you know, but I think, you know, we all know that music has influence, man. Words is power. I know he knew that. Maybe he was just doing it to wait till he gets to a certain level of success and having a certain amount of money to now want to change the trajectory or the influence that he has on the kids. If he does, I commend him and salute to him, and a lot of rappers should do that. That's why I feel like they should change the music. They should change their lyrics to have a balance in their music. Because a lot of this shit is trash. I can't stand rap right now. Everybody's rapping and they sound hard. I can't stand it, man. I really can't. It's not hate. I hope that person is in here. What is called? I got sophisticated taste in music. It was another word I think that person used. Is it sophisticated taste? I think it is. I got sophisticated taste for music. A lot of this shit is so trash. The beat be okay. It's just how the cadence of the flow and how they run. A lot of them just don't care how they fucking run. You hear the song with Blueface and his girl and the Mary shit. I only seen clips. I'm gonna be honest. I don't like that couple, so I rarely cover them because I don't like it. The shit. I really don't like that. I really don't like, especially her. She's toxic. Both of them toxic. But you see how she was singing on that song? They don't care about executing, you know, their notes and how it's said, how it goes along with the music, if it's on time, if it's in sync. Like, these niggas is so trash, man. I'm sorry, yo. Y'all niggas sound horrible these days. In a female suit, y'all need to stop, man. If you ain't really got no bars, y'all need to stop. Lotto is okay. She's okay. She got some nice little bars too. You know what I'm saying? You know, like the other girls I was playing, what you call them? Girl Code. And that other girl, I think she's from Brooklyn. Bitches who got flow that actually got bars. I don't care where you from, to be honest. Long as you got some bars, you have something to say. Not like Megan Thee Stallion, not like Glorilla. All of them are trash. And I know a lot of y'all are saying, damn, I like her now. Yeah, that's why it's called programming. It's called repetition. It's called make sure they keep playing this shit so it can grow on y'all like a fungus. So that's why y'all may like Glorilla now. I don't know. I really don't care. But this shit is so trash. Anyway, look at this nigga. Look at Trevor. I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know what happened. He got caught stealing soursop from the Jamaican fucking fruit stand off of Utica Avenue in Crown Heights. I don't know. This nigga got beat up on Flatbush Avenue or in Parkside by Prospect Park for stealing a fucking fucking cocoa bread out the Jamaican store. I don't know, but this nigga look hurt. And he's really going to snitch. Or whoever did it, he's going to tell. He's out right now. Nigga, that's the face of, nigga. It was me. It wasn't me. It was fucking Thomas. Thomas. It wasn't me face, nigga. He, whoever it is, he told on their ass because police pulled up and they all ran. And he's the only one that got caught. And he ain't even take nothing. Yeah, nigga, he told on Thomas, fucking Trevor, and the rest of the yard, man. All of them niggas going to jail right now, nigga. Fuck that. Yeah, he telling on every motherfucker body. Now, that's crazy. Philadelphia Eagles offensive lineman Josh Sills indicted on rape and kidnapping charges just days before the Super Bowl. And I thought to myself, maybe the female seen the football game and she had a football game and like, oh, that's him. That's him. Because linebackers, you really don't really see their face like that. I don't know. Whatever it is, good. Well, let's see what the press do to him. Because if it was somebody black, oh, that should be all over the news. So let's see what Stephen A. Smith talk about now. He's a freaking coon. This is what I call calcified. I ain't hating on, but this is called calcified. Get it, goddammit. I mean, he ain't rude, though. That nigga is not playing. I'm not going to hold you. I just call shit with no rhythm. I just call it calcified. I'm sorry. It's no bottom lines. No hate, no shade. That's calcified right there, baby. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Let me see if anybody called. If you did, hold on. I'm going to have to unshare real quick because y'all be able to see if anybody called. Yep, damn, it's two people holding on. Y'all been holding on for a minute. So I'm going to take these last two. So if nobody called, please don't call. I'm going to take 704 and 267, and I'm out. After a couple of more videos, then I'm ghost. Area code 704, thank you for holding. What you want, goddammit?
Hi, Dorian. This is H2O. How you doing?
I'm about to
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm about to say, motherfucker, you family calling me Dorian. I was about to say,
That's because, yeah, because I'll be hitting up your Cash App, son. You know what time it is. I'm from Brooklyn, too, so.
Oh, salute, baby, salute. What's up?
Yeah. So, about this bodyguard, now, let me help you think. Let's all think deeply. First of all, I want to believe him, but it's just too clean. It's too laid out. Since when do you know that somebody is going to write down? First of all, it looks like he's reading something. Why is he so calm, so even keeled as a black man getting backlash or whatever? He's confessing. You know, black people are emotional. He's not going to answer questions before you ask him. This sounds like a well-written speech. It sounds like it's just too neat and clean. You know what I'm saying? Everything is linear. He's giving the storyline. He's just, everything is all laid out and handed to us on a platter. Something is wrong. Second of all, there's three things I noticed. That's number one. Second of all, yo, why is he going to, today's the first, why is he going to say, oh, I'm going to give you the details on February 3rd and all this? Like, he's giving the bad guys time to react, so that way if he die or if he go missing, then he ain't never going to tell. And you know what I mean? Does that sound right? Nah. Let me tell you something. Black people, if we're going to say something, we're going to have it. We're going to lay it all out, same day service. Everything we know, bara, it's going to be laid out and put out there same day, just in case.
All right,
so something is wrong. The third thing I noticed about him is that where is his witnesses? Now, he got a picture, but wait, even deeper than that, you can't even get around Jay-Z and Beyonce unless you are one of them, unless you took your 32nd pledge, 33rd oath, whatever. If you're not one of them boys, you're not even getting a job near them. So he had to have taken an oath, you understand, for them to even feel comfortable to let their secrets. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get to guard the president unless you are one of, you know what I mean? You got to be one of them boys. So this sounds too neat. I think it's a psyop. It's a really deep psyop if it is, but time will tell, right? But this is why we collectively have to think together. And, yeah, we'll see. Time will tell. But something ain't right. So it's like what they do is they set people up, and then they let us down. So they're like, oh, set them up to here. Here, let's everybody get dirt on these two and bah-rah, whoever is there. You know what I mean? We go after them next. This sounds too, it's too neat. You know what I mean? But thanks for having me.
Hey, I feel you. What part of Brooklyn are you from, love?
Crown Heights.
Lying
the
ass.
Worst part.
Oh, all right. You sure?
Yeah, Crown Heights.
All right.
St.
Right.
John's, Utica
okay.
Avenue. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Okay. All right. I know where you at. All right. Well, salute, love, and thank you. And thank you for showing love to the Cash App when you do. Thank you. In advance. Thank you,
of
sweetie.
Course. Hi.
See.
Take care.
Oh, you got the little the voice and all that. You better get the hell out of here trying to sound all fucking sexy now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, her. Damn, it sounded like Beyonce. You better get the hell out of here with that shit now. Shit. Trying to sound all sexy and stuff. Come on now. My blood pressure is weak. Area code 262. What it do, goddammit? It's the last call.
What it do, Mike Larry? Look here, man. I'm finna put you on a assignment real quick. I think you might have old boy on camera around Jay-Z and Beyonce at that NBA game. Somebody walks through that camera looking like him at a younger age. You should check that out.
On what's video you talking about when she rocking back and forth?
The one where she rocking, yeah. It's the dude that looked like if you made Uncle Ron a little younger, that might have been him around them.
Right, but there is a picture of him bodyguarding her.
Yeah. It looks like he might be around them for real.
Hold on. This is what I meant to tell the shorty, the last caller. All right, hold on. Let me share my screen, y'all.
Yeah, it's a dude that walked through looking like him at a young age. No shit.
That's him right there with Beyonce. That's him right there. Well,
yeah.
It looks like.
Now, if you go to that NBA game, it's a dude that goes by looking like him, walking past them. Actually, like looking like he in that area.
With her rocking back and forth?
Yeah, right. On that one there, it's a part of it where the guy walks through there looking like him.
All right,
like without
see.
The mustache, though.
Let me blood clot see. Y'all know I'm down here
in Memphis too, man, so you know.
Shout out to Memphis, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about right there. It's gonna be a look like a bodyguard type nigga. Walk through there looking like him.
Oh yeah, that was way back. That's when Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, trust me, when he walked through, if you're going to be like, that could be that nigga.
Yeah, I'll see.
Hey, man, appreciate you taking the call. Keep doing what you do, long-time listener and watcher, bro.
Thank you, King. Peace.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Shout out to Memphis in the building, man.